The Lady Banks rose is one of the hundreds of plants in the rose family. Originally from China, it was brought to England in 1824 and named after the wife of Sir Joseph Banks, the head of the Royal Horticultural Society of Great Britain. This plant is a thornless rose bush that blooms for about a month in the spring. While in bloom, the whole rose tree seems to be covered with flowers. The flowers on the plant are bunched into groups all over the plant. The plant on campus has yellow flowers, but some plants can have white flowers. The yellow flower is more common among the two colors. The Lady Banks rose is a fairly easy to grow plant because it doesn't require much maintenance. Just get it started with some good soil and sufficient water, and the plant will grow. The plant is also very disease resistant. It grows best in a Mediterranean climate with mild temperatures, although the rose is also known for being drought resistant. It requires half to full sun and moist to dry soil. The most ideal place to plant the flower is beside a wall, fence, arch, or other supporting structure because the Lady Banks rose is an excellent climber. Without any support structure, the plant will look like a scraggly bush. The Lady Banks rose is known for climbing and growing fairly large. A Lady Banks rose tree planted in Tombstone, Arizona, was found to be the largest rose tree according to the Guinness Book of World Records. It covered about 8,000 square feet. That's why the nickname for this plant is also the Tombstone plant. It's such a popular plant in Tombstone, Arizona, that they even have a festival called the Tombstone Rose Festival. This plant is ideal for most gardens. It is disease-resistant, drought-resistant, and lives for a long time. All it needs is sun, water, and support, and it will grow to decorate your garden for many years to come.